So yeah, good morning. Please have your seats. Yeah, you can grab a seat. Hi everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Wow, so many people. Wow, so many kids in the front row. I love this. It's brilliant. Hi everybody. How are you? Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. My name is Solomon. I don't know, just in case a lot of people don't know me. My name is Solomon, and I'll be your host today. Yeah, so I just want to, just a couple of notes. If you're new with us, we just want to recognize you. We just want to say, CIT is a place where you can come and just feel at home. Just come as you are and just be yourself in the presence of a God who knows you and who just loves you. And we're just so glad to have you here with us. Here at CIT, our mission is just simply just to lead people into a life-changing relationship with Jesus. And that's what we're here for. So for us, church is just so much more than just, you know, Sunday services. There's a place for you here at CIT. And if you want to just get connected with us and just get to know us more, you can introduce yourself to either myself or Nigel over there or Bob. Where's Bob? Oh, Bob's in the kitchen. So, or Bob, who's in the kitchen, you'll see him. But Nigel, if you can stand up, you can, yeah, introduce yourself to Nigel and myself as well. That would be great. Also, for those of you who aren't new, welcome home. Yeah, welcome home. It's good to be here. One thing we truly value here at CIT is community. So for us, community is very important. And whether, you know, you're new here at CIT or this has been your home for years, best way to stay connected with the church family is through community groups. And it's the place where you develop real and lasting relationships and friendships. And it's just gives you a deeper understanding as well of just the Bible and the scriptures and how beloved you are by God. Also, one of the things I also wanted to mention there was also, if you're looking for the perfect group for yourself, you can contact Nigel, since Bob's in there. So you can contact Nigel. And we also have Ian at the back as well. So if you can just put up your hand. There you go. There's Ian at the very back. Oh, and Eden too. Eden pops her hand up as well. So if you can see Ian or Nigel as well. They'll be happy to meet you. Also, if you came prepared to give today, there are three ways you can do that. We have our giving box just in the hallway. We've also got our online to our website. And also this new cool way, which is called text to give. So you can just text and you can give that way as well. And just so you know, if you're new with us here, there's no obligation whatsoever to give. We're just glad to have you here. So don't worry about it. Also, another thing we also want to talk about is just last week was Christmas. Yeah. Woo! So, yeah, that was great. Last week was awesome. Last week we had, for the first time ever, I believe, yeah, we had two services, one at 11 and one at 7 p.m. That was just amazing. We just want to thank God for that. We had over 400 people that attended. So that was awesome. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. 400. That's amazing. It was great just to see our families and friends and co-workers just to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus. That was awesome. Yes. So speaking of last week, we just want to say a massive thank you to all of our volunteers last week. So thank you so much. We want to thank so we had our cafe team last week. They were awesome. We had our parking team. We had our greeting team as well. Yeah, we had our ushering team. We had our service team. Yeah, these guys, yeah. We had our photographers. Yeah, there's a funny joke about that. We had our outreach team and also our connect team. Just want to say a big thank you to every single one of them. And also, we just want to thank every single one of you as well who made it possible just with the parking situation and just parking around. Just want to say thank you for that as well. That was, you know, we needed that. We just want to really appreciate all your hard work and dedication. We couldn't have done it without all you guys. So thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. And just next Sunday is Vision Sunday. Yes. So the 7th of January at 11 a.m., Vision Sunday. So it's going to be awesome. So this is Vision Sunday is just how God has just been giving us an inspiring, just exciting new vision for 2018. And we just want to let you know where we believe God is leading us as a church, just so you can partner with us. in fulfilling that vision. It's just going to be an awesome way just to kick off the start of the year as a church family. So yeah, please join us next week. Also, now, I know I talk a lot, so I'm just going to round it up now. Now, with all that being said, okay, this is our last week of our Sam series, okay? And I'd like to welcome our teaching pastor, Nigel, to just lead us in God's word. Thank you so much, Nigel.
Thank you. Okay, we're very privileged this morning to have the youngest of our members of this congregation with us. That is the children. Let's give them a hand. Okay, and let me just give a prayer, a blessing for the children. Lord, we thank you in this church. Thank you for the next generation. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the children you've given so many families. Lord, we pray your blessing on each one. Bless them today as they go to their lessons. Bless them in this coming year, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask the children to go with the teachers and exit stage left. Okay, thank you. Yeah, we have a good... Okay, we have a good... children's program downstairs. If you have children, you want to bring them, we'd be very happy, and they'll learn something about God, the Bible, and human life. Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay, this is the last of our end of the year. How about turn to somebody around you, say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Okay. Let me be the first. I wish you, everybody, Happy New Year. All right. Okay, we're finishing the year. This is the 31st, and we're finishing our series in Psalms. This is the 22nd time, 22nd week we've been in Psalms. We started in August. This is the last time, and the new year we begin a new series. So we're happy with you. Today we're going to cover what our title is, The Path to Praise. The Path to Praise, as we come to the end of Psalm. So I'm going to ask, we have a wonderful couple who are going to come up and read for us. We invite them up. We have two psalms they're going to read for us. One is Psalm number 146, and the other one is Psalm 148, and you realize there's only 150. So here you go. You can use this mic. Okay. Ready? Yeah, go for it.
Good morning, saints. And before I read the Psalms, and I want to introduce ourselves to you all.
Yeah.
Some of you know us. My name is Thank Matthew. This is my wife. Her name is Sandama Matthew. Everybody call her Sandy Matthew. Anyway, either way is fine. Okay. We are here in Canada for almost 50 years. So well, don't guess my age. And 50 years. And out of 50 years, number of years, we were out of Canada serving the Lord in the mission field, about 10 years. Oh. And now we are here, back in here. And since last 3 years, we are coming to this church here. We are enjoying the fellowship. And we got to know this wonderful men of God here, the leadership, Nigel, Dell, and Ian, yeah. And Bob.
Stephen Bob, yeah.
These are the men we got to know them from the beginning. And still we have a wonderful time spending with them. Amen. And we are happy to be here. And I don't want to take up much time, and I want to read the scriptures, but still, I want to tell one more thing. I was born and brought up in a very strict Christian home. But I was not walking according to the scriptures. The reason was, I didn't see many of the believers and not. They claim they are believers, but they are not keeping the word of God in their life. That turned me off, even though I'm a strict Christian family. So make sure, don't look at others. Make sure you read the scriptures and tune up your life according to the scriptures, not others. Okay?
Amen.
That taught me a great lesson. in my life. So I stopped there and I read the Word of God. So I'm going to read the short psalm and my wife is going to read the longer psalm. So Psalm 146 I'm going to read. Hallelujah. My soul, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing to my God as long as I live. Do not trust in nobles or princes, in a son of man who cannot save. When his breath leaves him, he returns to the ground. On that day his plants die. Happy is the one whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. The maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, he remains faithful forever. Executing justice for the exploited and giving food to the hungry, the Lord frees prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are oppressed. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord protects resident aliens and helps the fatherless, the widow, but the frustrate the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Amen. Zion, your God reigns for all generations. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the God's word.
Psalm 148. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He set them in position forever and ever. He gave an order that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, all sea monsters and ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and cloud, stormy wind that executes his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creatures that crawl and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and judges of the earth, young men as well as young women, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty covers heaven and earth. He has raised up a horn for his people, resulting in praise to all his faithful ones, to the Israelites, the people close to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
I just, before I step down, I want to ask your prayers, because we are leaving for 3 months. Tomorrow, we are flying out to India. And so we appreciate your prayers greatly. And also, when we get there, we are involved in the ministry a little bit. So we need God's grace, Lord. So please pray for us.
Amen. 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 Thank you, brother and sister. Amen. Okay, the path to praise. We have been going through the book of Psalms, and if you've been with us, we started in August, and we've come all the way through Psalms. We're around Psalm 150. The final Psalms are the last. There's a group of five which are called the Hallelujah Psalms. They all begin with one word, Hallelujah. They all end with the same word, Hallelujah. Hallelujah is a Hebrew word. Hallelujah means praise. Yah is short for Yahweh, the name of God. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh, praise the Lord. Right? So the Psalms, the whole book of Psalms and these Psalms end with praise. Praise to God. Praise the Lord. And as was just read in Psalm 148, everything and everyone ends with praising the Lord. The beings in the heavens and the heavens themselves praise God. On earth, there's praise to God. In the sea praises God. The creatures praise God. The hills and mountains praise God. The trees praise God. And all humanity praises God, whether high position, low position, no position, men and women, old and young, they all praise God. Praise the Lord. So the Psalms ends with praise. It ends with on this note of praise to God, because God reigns, God is in control, and God's creation is all praising Him. It's in harmony, and everything is the way God wants it to be. God's kingdom has fully come. That's the end of Psalms. So that's where Psalms ends. And that's where the psalmist felt they were heading. They praised in anticipation of that. And we also, as God's people, God's New Testament people, we're headed to the same destination, the same goal, where everything and everyone praises God, honors God, and thanks God. We're there. That should be our hope. That should be our expectation. And we hope this morning it could be more so. More your hope, more your expectation. Let me ask you, we're at the end of the year. What are you looking forward to in 2018? What would be good news to you? And these are the kind of things you see on the news sites. You know, what to look forward to in 2018? What good could happen? If you go there, let me give you a few suggestions, a few of the things that crop up on those sites. Number one, what are you looking forward to 2018? Some people, one of the things noted, okay, within a couple of months, there's the Winter Olympic Games in Korea. There you go. Some people are excited about that. Maybe Canada will get more Olympic medals. Maybe. Maybe you're hoping for that, and then we feel better because the country's doing better. In the summertime, we're on the note of sports. Summertime is the FIFA World Cup, right, in Moscow. Maybe you're excited. Maybe your country's represented. Why do we have Brazil? Maybe you're right. I know in this city, when World Cup comes, everybody flies a flag. You see the Brazilian flag. You won't see the Italian flag. They didn't qualify. You see, right? You won't see the British flag. You'll see German flag, other flags. Okay, people are excited. It's good news. Our team did well, whatever. Okay, that's something to look forward to. Gives you something to rejoice in. Okay, some people are looking forward to this. There's a wedding. Right? Prince Harry, Meghan, getting married. Maybe you're waiting for your invitation. I'm not waiting for mine. This doesn't mean I got it. Okay, you know, we get happy. Of course, it's a joyful occasion, right? It is joyful. We're happy. On the other hand, let me remind you, you know, yes, it's joyful, but it doesn't change your life, right? If your team wins the World Cup, that doesn't put money in your bank. That doesn't pay your rent. Right? If your country wins more gold, silver, bronze medals in the Olympics, that doesn't pay your rent either. It doesn't put fuel in your car, right? Those things, yes, there's things we have joy about, a little bit of joy, a little bit of hope. However, they don't really have an impact that much on our life, right, as we go forward. Other things may happen, maybe more significant. Let me point out some things, maybe not good news. We don't know what will happen. People worried about North Korea, what will happen there. Here's another thing that will impact Canada. There's the free trade negotiation. You say that's boring? Yeah, it's boring. But whatever's negotiated may affect us, will affect Canadians, jobs, employment, etc. Those are not necessarily good news, you know, not something to pin our hopes on. We need some things to look forward to, which give us real hope, which give us something to trust in, rely on. It's not those kind of things. It's related to God, God's kingdom, God's future, and our part in it. So, okay, Psalms has a path. Psalms has a path from beginning to end, which leads to that place of praise, which just leads to a place where hope is fulfilled, which leads to a place where there's joy and rejoicing. And you and I, that was Israel's path. As you read through Psalms, it reflects Israel's path, experience and history and what they're expecting. And we, as God's New Testament people, that can also affect, reflect us, our experience, our expectation, and our hope. There's a path, and it leads this way. On the whole of Psalms, you can, has a trend, has a path. Number one, it starts with a lot of lament. It starts with a lot of lament and a little praise. And toward the end, as you go toward the end, the lament diminishes, praise increases. Right? What is lament? Lament is when the psalmist cries out. A number of times it comes like this. Oh Lord, how long? How long? If you look at different psalms, the psalmist is praying. He feels in difficulty, trouble, and he's crying out, Lord, how long? How long, O Lord? You know, how long before you answer my prayer? How long before you intervene? How long before you change my situation? How long? That's the lament. It's a cry. You're in trouble, difficulty, and there's a cry to God for help, for rescue. And it comes out of things like this. Here's some examples. Sometimes it comes out of loneliness. People feel abandoned, lonely. Loneliness, loss. They've lost position, lost what they have, possessions, lost a situation. Distress, disappointment, depression, all these things. Guilt, anxiety, opposition. They feel people are against them. Out of all these things, the psalmist, these difficulties, the psalmist cries out to God. That's the lament. A complaint and a cry to God to help. Maybe this year you had some lament. Did you? Think about it. Some of us, you know, think about that. How long, O Lord? Maybe you didn't pray it. Maybe you did. Maybe you just have feeling. How long, Lord? You know, maybe you came here. Maybe you're newly arrived in the city and you say, Lord, how long? People tell you, go to Canada, there's a future, you can find a job, there's jobs there, there's employment there, your kind of people, they're looking for your kind of skills. You come here. And it's not that easy. They didn't tell you the hard part. You're praying, Lord, how long? How long till I get a job? How long till I get the kind of job that matches my qualifications? How long till I get a job that means a career, not just a job? How long? How long, Lord? How long? That's lament. How long before my situation changes? Maybe your health took a turn for the worse and you pray, Lord, how long? How long? Lord, come in, intervene, do something, help me, heal me. How long, O Lord? That's the lament. All kind of laments in the Psalms. Maybe this year you prayed a lament. Sometimes I do that. I've done that. Lord, how long? I prayed, Lord, I didn't ask for this situation. Lord, I've been through this before. Lord, I didn't ask for this. That's my lament. It's not bad. In the Psalms, from beginning almost to the very end, there is lament. It's not wrong to lament. We can cry out to God. However, there's a trend. That trend is majority lament, 3-1 in the beginning. But as you go to the end, there's more and more praise, less and less lament, till by the last section of the Psalms, there's two double dose of praise. For every lament, there's praise, there's thanks to God, because the person is more, you know, is laying hold of God more. More is happening in their life. There's this trend. I have one quote I'd like to give you. One quote from scholars. Okay, in the Psalms, makes the point we just made. In the Psalms, there is a decided shift. A decided shift takes place as we move from beginning to end. Toward the end, praise overtakes lament. Praise overtakes lament. Until at the very end, we have a virtual fireworks, a praise. That's the last group of five psalms, a fireworks of praise. Praise the Lord in the heavens, praise the Lord in the earth, praise the Lord old, praise the Lord young, praise the Lord men, praise the Lord women, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise is the end. We've traveled through lament. So our human life, if you're a Christian, doesn't mean you'll have a smooth life. Doesn't mean because you're a Christian, you get the job you want, others won't. Doesn't mean things go your way. No, we have difficulties in our life. However, we cry out to God and realize, God, you're in control and you're with me as I pass through this thing, these things in my life. Amen. And when we're on the path. And we the praise should be increasing. As we go, there's another trend in the Psalms. As we go through Psalms, there's a turn from trusting in people, trusting in man, to trusting in God. There's a turn from having hope and confidence in man to having trust and confidence in God. And you can see it in these Psalms. Psalm 146, I think we have a couple of verses there that bring this out. Yeah. Okay, Psalm 146, verse 3. This is the conclusion of Psalms that sums up a principle from the whole 145 previous Psalms. Verse 3, do not trust in nobles. Or some versions say, do not trust in princes. Do not trust in leaders. In a son of man who cannot save. That's the conclusion. Israel went through history. They had kings. They had King David. He was good. Then Solomon started out good, went downhill. Then the human kings went down. Occasionally they're good. Mostly they're bad. And the end, the whole kingship was removed. And the conclusion was, do not trust in man. Don't trust in human king. Don't trust in human leaders. You have to put your faith, your hope, your confidence in God. Right? Verse 10. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. You don't have a human king. You have the Lord as your king. God reigns in the whole universe. Don't trust in man. Trust in God. Right? Think about it. That's our human tendency. Every time there's election, people have promises. People, politicians promote. When, remember, 9 years ago, Barack Obama was the candidate. This time of year, he was going to be inaugurated. 9 years ago, he talked about hope. Hope. We're going to change the world. We're going to make things better. Oh, we have a bright future. The arc of history is bending our way. Good rhetoric. A lot of hope, and a lot of young people especially got excited. They campaigned for him. They're full of hope, full of optimism. Eventually, Obama was not able to deliver. Yes, did he do some things? Yes, he did. Then what happened? 8 years later, the other guy comes along and undoes everything. Or at least starts to undo things. So where's your hope? Where, if you put your confidence in that, things will be changed, things will be better. 8 years later, 4 years later, things are changed, things are different. Where's your hope? You start out optimistic, you end up pessimistic, the things are undone. Do not hope in man, but our confidence should be in God. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord, that's the conclusion of that verse. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. The Lord is king. Zion, your God reigns. Israel, at that time, your God reigns. Right? I would say, how does that apply to us? Church, Your God reigns. Who reigns? There's a king who's above the kings. There's a Lord who's above the lords. There's the King of Kings. There's the Lord of Lords. Who is that? That's God on the throne. And you and I, if you're a Christian, our king is God. Our leader is God. Our authority is God. God is on the throne and God is in control. Amen?
Amen.
Right? People come, people go. Right? If we follow men, we'll be disappointed. Amen? That applies to political leaders, social leaders, and church leaders. Same thing. There are ministers, pastors. If your hope is in the pastor, the minister, the church leader, the evangelist, the apostle, eventually you will be disappointed. In 1997, a brother who's well known among us in North America and wider, a brother passed away. He was recognized by many people as an apostle. He passed away. One brother who was close to him, worked with him, said this. American brother in California said this. He said to a brother close to him, and I think it's accurate. He said this, I gave my life to follow a man. I gave my life to follow a man. This is a Christian saying this. I, and at one time he worked with Campus Crusade, he was a campus worker, he said this, I gave my life to follow a man, and he's gone. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And he went into depression for a period of time. If you follow a man, you will be disappointed. That's the lesson Israel learned. That's the lesson for us. We have to follow Christ, follow God. That's the conclusion of Psalms. Your God reigns. Amen. Your God reigns. So don't trust in men, in princes, nobles, apostles, whatever. Trust in God. Have confidence in God. Have hope in God. And realize your God reigns. That means what? He's the king. He's the king. That's why we pray. Jesus told us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. That means God is the king, God has a kingdom, God wants to rule, and you and I, as his people, we should pray. We're asked to pray. Pray what? Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored, may your kingdom come. May your will be done. Amen?
Amen.
Can you pray that?
Amen.
Yes. That's a good prayer for the new year. What should we pray? God, our Father, may your name be honored. May your name be glorified. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. Let's pray that. Jesus told us to pray that. The Bible tells us to pray that. Let's pray that. Yes, if you're a Christian believer, you're born again. You're born into God's kingdom. God's kingdom has begun in you. And you've begun in God's kingdom. However, God's kingdom has not yet fully come. Right? On this earth. That's why we still need to pray, Father in heaven, may your name be glorified. May your kingdom come. May your kingdom come more in me, more in my life, and more in this city, more on the in this, right, where I am, more on this earth. Amen? When his kingdom comes, everything is right. Everything praises God. Everything is in harmony. Everything's righteous. Everything's the way that should be. That's why we pray, Father, your kingdom come. Amen? Let's have a prayer for the new year. That prayer, the Lord's prayer, may your kingdom come. Right? And then let's live accordingly. We pray it, and by praying it, that will motivate us to live it. Personally, live it in your family. Number three, let's live it as a congregation. As a congregation. It says what? Our Father. Doesn't it? Our is plural. Yes, he's your father. That's true. He's my father. That's true. He's also our father. That's a corporate group of people. We're a congregation. Let us pray. Our Father, may your kingdom come. The goal of this church, what we want to do in 2018, number one, let's start out with this. May God's kingdom come. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done here. Amen? That's what Vision Sunday is about. You say, what does that mean practically? Answer, come back next week. Amen? We're endeavoring as a congregation to further God's kingdom. What does that mean? Come next week. Vision 2020. Amen?